Bands of lake effect snow have redeveloped off of Lakes Erie and Ontario, and from time to time some of those snow showers and squalls have come through portions of our area this afternoon. Otherwise, we've seen a mixture of clouds and some sunshine, and as we work into the nighttime hours, we will continue to see that mixture of cloud and clear. Temperatures are going to be cool, but not exceptionally cold for this time of year or compared to what we had earlier this week. I'm expecting low temperatures to be in the single digits and teens. The lake effect snow will continue off the Tug Hill Plateau into portions of the western Adirondacks, where lake effect snow advisories remain in effect through early tomorrow morning. And from time to time, some of those snow showers might break off and come through other portions of the region. We'll start to change things up a bit tomorrow as a warm front comes through the region. It will be a mostly cloudy day with the chance for a spotty rain or snow shower, mainly north and west of Albany. But the big change is going to be on the thermometer in the coming days. Tomorrow, I'm expecting highs to climb into the 30s in most areas, and it will turn even warmer as we work towards Friday and the weekend. What we're going to have is a frontal system set up around or just north of the area, and a couple of waves of low pressure will tend to ride along that front. So a storm track to our northwest tends to be a warm storm track for us here, and that's going to help to push some warmer air in. So I'm expecting a wintry mix tending to change to rain in that Friday and Saturday time frame. The best chance for the wintry mix will be across the north country. Now, a couple of things to consider when we have these rather moisture-laden systems this time of year. Certainly, there's the potential for some flooding when we combine the rain with the melting snow and runoff. Additionally, as we work a warmer air mass over that deep snowpack, we might end up with some rather thick fog around here. So if you do have travel plans late this week into the weekend, that is something to at least keep in mind. And of course, we will refine this forecast as we get a bit closer to the weekend. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers, low in the single digits and teens. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy with a chance of a rain or snow shower, high in the lower to mid-30s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Mostly cloudy with snow showers and some lake effect snow tonight, low in the single digits and teens. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy with a spotty rain or snow shower, high in the lower to mid-30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Partly cloudy tonight, low in the teens to around 20. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun, high in the mid to upper 30s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Partly cloudy tonight, low in the single digits and teens. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, high in the mid-30s. Region-wide on Friday, mostly cloudy with a chance of a wintry mix or light rain, high in the 30s and 40s. And on Saturday, mostly cloudy with a chance of a wintry mix or rain, high in the 30s and 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.